And then there is a third level, which is where the level I was addressing in Messengers of Deception, which is a social level.
The impact on our culture.
Yes, and the impact on our belief systems. Mm-hmm. And at that level, and that's something that's very difficult to convey to the believers in UFOs, the believers in little green men from space, you know, that at that level it really doesn't matter whether UFOs are real or not. If mm-hmm. enough people believe that something is real, then it is real in its effects.
In terms of its social reality.
In terms of the social reality, in terms of what people act according to their beliefs.
In our obsession with antagonisms of the moment, we often forget how much unites all the members of humanity. Perhaps we need some outside universal threat to make us recognize this common bond.
The World Health Organization tonight has now declared the outbreak a global health emergency.
This is a global crisis. We are a global community when it comes to a crisis like this, and in future times, and there may well be, future times where we require this to combat what is a global crisis with global efficacy.
I occasionally think how quickly our differences worldwide would vanish if we were facing an alien threat from outside this world.
And it's an old idea. It's an old idea.
Sure.
The way everybody, the ancient Roman emperors, they all dreamt for that one world government. They couldn't pull it off. There was no way they could pull it off, because the only way to make a new world order actually happen is you got to get the people to embrace it. You can't force them into it. All this stuff you hear about aliens and asteroids, it's all fake. First, there's going to be an environmental threat that they're going to scare everybody up with. Then there's going to be asteroid threats. And then the final one. And she says this, and he kept saying this, because the final one, the last one they're going to do is the fake alien invasion. That's why there's movies like Independence Day. It gets everyone used to, we're all going to, let's call China and Russia, and we all band together.
Good call.
It's to get us prepared for a one world government. That's what it's really all about.
In my last video, I talked about my opinion on the UFO phenomenon, and how I don't believe that these craft have anything to do with little green men from some distant planet. I introduced the idea of these beings actually being interdimensional, and perhaps even demonic in nature. My goal for this video, however, is to focus on a more grounded theory, and the potential social implications of the UFO phenomenon. If it were revealed that aliens are real, the effect that this would have on humans and their belief systems is scary to think about. With that said, there are people who claim that the idea of extraterrestrials being a reality is slowly being used to deceive the masses, and that this will eventually culminate with some type of fake alien invasion. One of those people is Dr. Carol Rosen.
In 1974 through 77, I met the late Dr. Werner von Braun. At that time, von Braun was dying of cancer. But he assured me that he would live a few more years in order to tell me about the game that was being played. That game being the effort to weaponize space, to control the Earth from space and space itself. And as practically a deathbed speech, he educated me about those concepts and who the players were in this game. The strategy that Werner von Braun taught me was that first the Russians are going to be considered to be the enemy. In fact, when I met him in 74, they were the enemy, the identified enemy. Then terrorists would be identified, and that was soon to follow. We heard a lot about terrorism. And the next enemy was asteroids. Now, at this point, he kind of chuckled the first time he said it. Asteroids against asteroids were going to build space-based weapons. So it was funny then. And the funniest one of all was against what he called aliens, extraterrestrials. That would be the final card. And over and over and over, during the 4 years that I knew him and was giving his speeches for him, he would bring up that last card. And remember, Carol, the last card is the alien card. We're going to have to build space-based weapons against aliens. And all of it, he said, is a lie.
Before we get into the claims made in the video, let's talk a bit about the characters involved. Carol Rosen was the first woman to become an executive in the aerospace industry as a corporate manager at Fairchild Industries, which was a U.S. aerospace company, where she was also the spokesperson for the late Dr. Wernher von Braun. Wernher von Braun was a member of the Nazi Party and the Allgemeine SS during World War II. During this time, he received his doctorate in aerospace engineering and worked on various forms of rocketry, including the A-4 V-2 rocket. He was also deeply involved with Operation Paperclip and eventually worked for NASA, where he led in the development of the Saturn V rocket that took Apollo 11 to the moon. What's also fascinating is Wernher von Braun's friendship with Walt Disney. According to the NASA website, von Braun and Disney worked together to create three space-related television films that Disney produced in the 1950s in order to promote interest in space exploration.
Now here's a model, my design for a four-stage orbital rocket ship. Compared to the unmanned instrument rocket, it is quite large. But the overall size and weight of the rocket is mainly determined by the 11 tons weight of this top section.
Eventually, Wernher von Braun went on to work for Fairchild Industries and met Carol Rosen. Going back to the claims that Carol Rosen makes in the video, although it is undeniable that both von Braun and Carol Rosen worked for Fairchild Industries and no doubt worked together as seen in the picture, it still remains unclear as to why Wernher von Braun would trust her with such secret information. With that said, what does give credence to her claims, at least in my opinion, is the fact that she mentions that Wernher von Braun did not go into details about the larger plan of the fake extraterrestrial threat or the timeline involved.
He didn't mention a timeline, but he said that it was going to be speeding up faster than anybody could possibly imagine. And when he mentioned the extraterrestrial card, that extraterrestrials, aliens he called them, were going to be identified as the final enemy against whom we were going to build space-based weapons back in 74, the way he said it to me, there was no doubt in my mind that he knew something that he was too afraid to talk about. Wernher von Braun never spoke to me about any of the details that he knew related to extraterrestrials, except that extraterrestrials were one day going to be identified as an enemy against whom we are going to have to build an enormous space-based weapon system. Even though he didn't give me the details, however, the look in his eyes made it clear to me that he knew that there was something going on that was a big secret that he could not divulge.
I do want to mention that I don't agree with Carol Rosen on her personal views regarding the reality of extraterrestrial life, as she shares a similar view as Stephen Greer, who I criticized in my last video. With that said, I do think that there is a chance she could be telling the truth. And in the chance that Wernher von Braun did confide in her the secret of some type of fake extraterrestrial threat, what big secrets did he keep from her that he was too afraid to tell? Although there is no way to know for certain, I do have a few guesses. I believe it is possible that we could be living in the times that Wernher von Braun supposedly warned about all those years ago. I now want to take a small look at why we could be living in those times. One of the things that I find most fascinating about the UFO phenomenon is its sudden resurgence that took place in the year 2020. On July 23, 2020, the New York Times posted an article regarding the reality of the UFO phenomenon, along with some videos that were made public by the US Navy. The article received a lot of attention due to a quote by Eric W. Davis, a consultant for the Pentagon UFO program, who said that some of the craft that had been retrieved were off-world vehicles not made on this Earth. Much of the media has also taken the time to cover what used to be considered a fringe topic.
Top Pentagon officials will be grilled by members of a House Intelligence Subcommittee, the first public hearing on UFOs or UAPs, unidentified aerial phenomena, in more than half a century.
UAPs present a very real national security risk, and the Intelligence Committee has responsibility to investigate.
Another UFO segment. That's crazy. You'd have to be crazy to believe that's possible. Really? A fascinating conference today about UFOs and nuclear weapons that took place in Washington.
What's also fascinating to me is how the topic is being discussed among online internet personalities who most likely would not have been speaking about such things just a few years ago.
There are unidentified aerial phenomena being observed by United States military aircraft. Apparently, it's happening with some frequency.
Obviously, we don't know exactly what that is or what those things are. And in order to come up with any kind of like probability that it's aliens, we need some background information that we don't have. We need to know, are there aliens in the universe? Mm-hmm. And how many such civilizations are there? And where are they? And what sort of technology do they have?
Publish this story. A bunch of naval destroyers have tic-tac-shaped objects hovering for 90 minutes at high speed, just sitting there, beyond commercial drone technology. And they don't know what it is. So Marco Rubio talked about it. And he was like, whatever's going on with these things flying over our military installations, it's like a national security breach. Like, our security has been breached, and we don't know what it is.
Some people are even going as far to say that we might be the first generation to make contact with some type of alien species.
I think in this century, we'll probably pick up signals from an extraterrestrial civilization. We'll pick up their Isle of Lucy and their Leave It to Beaver. Just ordinary day-to-day transmissions that they emit.
The UFO phenomenon seems to have transformed from a niche topic into some type of reality. People are pushing for disclosure more than ever, and perhaps it will indeed come sooner rather than later. But I would consider it naive to overlook the fact that this sudden resurgence of UFO interest seems to have correlated with other global events that took place in 2020, as well as other crazy events that have transpired since. It's also worth noting that the United States Space Force was established in 2019, which can be considered as a continuation of the weaponization of space, which is what Carol Rosen and supposedly Wernher von Braun predicted would occur.
It is not enough to merely have an American presence in space. We must have American dominance in space. So important. To immediately begin the process necessary to establish a space force as the sixth branch of the armed forces. That's a big statement.
Is it possible that all these events could be leading to some type of revelation regarding the reality of ETs? If Wernher von Braun was correct, and there eventually will be a fake extraterrestrial threat, for what purpose would it serve those orchestrating such a sinister plot? The best idea that I can think of would be to implement a one-world government or system. Some also call it a New World Order or the furthering of the Great Reset. But why would people use something so absurd as a means to implement this global system? As mentioned by Eddie Bravo in the intro of the video, the best way to go about integrating a global system would be to have the people of the world embrace it. Without some type of outside threat, it's apparent that most people and countries would not go along with the implementation of a global system for no reason. If, however, there was an outside threat that required the world to band together, then perhaps most people would be willing to lay aside their differences and identify as one world united.
I occasionally think how quickly our differences worldwide would vanish if we were facing an alien threat from outside this world.
Just listen to James Fox, who appeared on the Joe Rogan podcast with Jacques Vallée, talk about how unifying the reality of extraterrestrials would be to humanity.
Well, one of the things that I'm very optimistic about is that we're living in extremely divided times right now. And this is a story that transcends politics, transcends religion and borders. Whether people believe it or not, they're curious. And I think ultimately when this story is starting to come out, and there are people behind the scenes working diligently to get it to come out, that it's going to have a very unifying effect on humanity. I mean, I sound like I'm, you know, group hug moment here, but I actually do believe that it'll force us to look at ourselves as who we really are. One race, one planet.
Although it is a wild idea to believe that a group of people have slowly been working to bring about this one world system via a fake alien threat, there have been other bizarre hypothetical plots that took place in the past. Jacques Vallée, in an interview, talks about a plot to remove Fidel Castro from power that was discovered as a result of the Watergate investigation.
I would remind you that during the Watergate investigation, it was discovered that there was a plan originated in the White House to surface a submarine off the coast of Cuba and paint the Second Coming of Christ over the island of Cuba using holograms, which is well within our technology today. The idea was that since there is a large Catholic population in Cuba, they would be so upset by this vision that this would saturate the communication channels, you know, the telephone system in Cuba, long enough for an invasion to take place.
I searched online to find evidence of this event, but was not able to until I found a link to a document titled Alleged Assassination Plots Involving Foreign Leaders. The document is from November 20th, 1975, and is essentially a testimony of a man named Thomas A. Parrott, who was a former CIA official. In the document, Parrott tells the tale of Major General Edward Lansdale and his plot to create a type of fake return of Jesus in an attempt to have Fidel Castro removed from power. On page 142 of the document, it reads, "I'll give you one example of Lansdale's perspicacity. He had a wonderful plan for getting rid of Castro. His plan consisted of spreading the word that the second coming of Christ was imminent and that Christ was against Castro, who was Antichrist. And you would spread this word around Cuba, and then on whatever date it was, that there would be this manifestation of this thing, and at this time, this is absolutely true, and at that time, just over the horizon, there would be an American submarine which would surface off of Cuba and send up some star shells, and this would be the manifestation of the second coming, and Castro would be overthrown." The fact that technology would be used as a type of psychological warfare weapon so long ago makes the idea of a fake alien invasion being used to push the world towards a global government much more realistic. The idea of the fake return of Christ being used as a means to manipulate a group of people that was used by Major Lansdale parallels a popular conspiracy theory known as Project Bluebeam. Project Bluebeam is a conspiracy theory that was popularized by Serge Monast, who essentially believed that there would be a simulated return of various major religious figures that would be beamed through holograms and projected into space, in order to push the people of the world into a one-world government, system, and religion. I don't want to go too deep into this theory, as a lot of the ideas are a bit too wild for me to entertain, as it gets into mind control via radio waves and other wild ideas. Perhaps I will make a video going deep into the topic, but for now, I will leave it at that. With that said, the idea of some type of apocalyptic event that could be used to deceive the masses is not that crazy when compared to the plot of General Lansdale. I truly believe that there is a chance that a major part of what the UFO phenomenon could be is simply a mass deception that will eventually culminate with a fake extraterrestrial threat and lead many to embrace a one-world system. And assuming Carol Rosen was correct about Wernher von Braun, knowing some deep secret, this could be what he was keeping to himself. To finish off the video, I want to take a look at what the Bible says about the last days and how it could be alluding to these various events in the future. There are various passages within the Bible that could be tied to some type of fake alien threat. First off, it's fascinating that various books within the Bible, when speaking about the last days before Jesus' return, are often characterized by deception. There are multiple instances of Jesus and the apostles giving strict warnings to not be deceived and to be on guard against various false ideologies. For example, in Matthew 24, Jesus states multiple times how many will be deceived just before his return. In verses 4-5, Jesus says, "Watch out that no one deceives you, for many will come in my name claiming I am the Messiah and will deceive many." The Greek word for name here is onama, which can mean character, name, fame, or reputation. When I originally heard about Project Bluebeam and the plot to remove Fidel Castro from power, those conspiracies immediately reminded me of this passage. Although it is crazy to think that some will come and claim to be Jesus, or even that a hologram of some type could simulate the return of Jesus, it's an interesting idea to tie Project Bluebeam to this verse and consider that Jesus could have been alluding to some type of event like this. Of course, there is no way to know for certain how these events will pan out, but it is something to keep in mind when researching these various topics. There is one verse in particular that I think about when studying the potential fake extraterrestrial threat. In 2 Thessalonians, Paul the Apostle gives a rundown of various events that will take place during the end times just before Jesus' return to earth. Paul makes a powerful statement in verse 11 where he says, "For this reason, God sends them a powerful delusion so that they will believe the lie." It seems that in this verse, Paul is specifically talking about one lie in particular that will be the defining deception of the last days. Although we cannot know for certain what this specific lie is, it's most likely one of the most powerful lies to be crafted throughout all of human history. I believe that there is a good chance that this could be referring to some type of fake alien threat or invasion, whether man-made via holograms or even demonic. Another passage that alludes to some type of fake extraterrestrial threat comes from Luke 21:26, which says, "Men's hearts failing them for fear and the expectation of those things which are coming on the earth, for the powers of the heavens will be shaken." The fact that this verse refers to things coming on the Earth seems to have some type of extraterrestrial tone to it, but perhaps I am reading too much into the verse. The Bible, however, is clear about one major event that will take place in the last days. That is, the establishment of a one-world system, including a one-world government and religion. In my last video, I talked about the dream Nebuchadnezzar had regarding the statue with different parts that represented all the kingdoms of the world, starting with ancient Babylon. Going back to the final kingdom again, there is a similar passage in Daniel 7 that alludes to the same kingdom, this time using four different beasts as symbols for the various kingdoms, with the last beast devouring the whole earth. This implies that the final kingdom will indeed be worldwide. What the Bible does not specify is how humanity will enter into this one-world system. When looking at these various passages and connecting them with current events, it seems like we might be able to come up with one scenario of how all these events could potentially play out. Perhaps there will be some type of fake alien invasion, whether as a threat or of peace, that will end up being the great deception spoken of by Jesus and the various apostles. Because of this lie, it will somehow cause all of the nations of the world to come together and embrace a new one-world system. To tie this all with Project Bluebeam, it is possible that some of the craft could be man-made, perhaps even holographic, similar to the Project Bluebeam theory. As mentioned in my last video, I am still unsure as to how much of the UFO phenomenon can be considered to be demonic, and how much I believe it to be man-made, as I feel both aspects are present and not mutually exclusive. I think there is a chance that both aspects could be tied together somehow, or perhaps they are just separate events that happen to be occurring at the same time. I do believe, however, that the UFO phenomenon will continue to increase in popularity and most likely lead to some type of fake extraterrestrial threat spoken of by Wernher von Braun, as well as fulfill a variety of end-time prophecies from within the Bible. Again, there is no way to know for certain whether Carol Rosen was telling the truth regarding the supposed claims of Wernher von Braun, but it seems like current events are trending in that direction, and I advise all to be skeptical regarding any potential future claims or revelations regarding aliens or extraterrestrials, whether friendly or hostile.
Wake the fuck up and become conscious above waking consciousness. Then they have to recognize the depths of their ignorance. And then recognize that that ignorance is the Achilles heel of the human species, and that our ignorance of ourselves is the very thing that will be the fucking demise of the vast majority of the human species, because the enemy of mankind knows everything they need to know about you as a human. So how you tick, how you operate, how to influence your mind, your beliefs, your perception, how to indoctrinate you, how to drive you to your knees, how to convince you of authority, etc., etc., etc. Now ask yourself why nothing out there on quote-unquote Team Light side has came down here or done whatever it would do to empower its light workers. I'm being a little sarcastic, but think about what I just said. So many people upon this earth have their belief in God, have their belief in the quote-unquote God being the light, good side, so to speak. When I say light, I don't mean like Lucifer. I mean like the light, the Godhead, and all that other stuff. And I'm just like, okay. If we can see all of the evidence of what the evil does, if we can see all of the satanic influence throughout everything, if you have the eyes to see, which means you've done the work to figure it out and learn, if we can see all that, and it's obvious that it exists, why do we not see the evidence of Team Lightside? Think about it. How many will die? How many will perish? How vast will the culling be before that which people believe is their God steps up and says, hey, humans, you're at a disadvantage. You're my children. Let me drop a few nuggets on you and go kick the satanic force's ass. Something like that. We're not seeing anything like that. All the light workers, all the Jesus freaks, all of the God-fearing children. We don't see any of this stuff that I'm talking about, evidence of Team Lightside in any way, form, or fucking fashion. Gee, humans, sit with that one for a little while. Contemplate that deeply for a long period of time. Nothing is coming to help us. Nothing is coming to save us. No God, no alien, no anything. We must save ourselves
And if humans don't recognize that, look at what these evil pricks are going to do to them. Huh. Whose nightmare did I wake up in? What planet did I fucking wake up on? When did I walk through an interdimensional portal into crazy insano world? And when you can't get through to your fellow humans because they're too ignorant and ego-driven and childlike and all this other shit, psychologically fragile, to recognize truth and wisdom when it's handed to them, it's just a matter of time before everybody gets culled and what's left becomes the idiocracy that Mike Judge was showing us in his movie. And we live in a world where more people than not will try and point out flaws in me rather than listen to the body of information that I've been putting out and explaining to humans. This is where it's at. This is the truth. This is what must be done. We must do the work on ourselves to learn, to grow, to evolve, to expand, to strengthen the inner aspects of us, the non-physical aspects of us, so that what they are doing has no effect. We can't stop them. They're too deep and too ingrained, and the beast system is too big and all-encompassing upon the whole of the earth. The only real choice that we have is to know thyself, is to do that work that would be conducive to the evolution of you as a being. And it's the intellectually inferior, the psychologically fragile, the underdeveloped children in adult bodies that will hear that and have their knee-jerk response of, you know, insert ridiculous fucking response from psychological children that hide behind the anonymity of the fucking internet, throwing shit at one of the only people in the entire fucking world that is truly telling you the absolute fucking truth about what we must do. Oh no, he couldn't know. He couldn't know. He has to be wrong. I have to be right. And all this fucking mental gymnastics from the mind of psychological children that are underdeveloped and just all of those other fucking things. And the strange thing is, I really, really, really find this strange, but it shows the difference between me and, well, them. Back when I was listening to Mark Passio, when he would go on his tirades and, you know, whatever he would say, you're all weak, you're all soft, you know, you're all cowards, or whatever it was. 95% of the time, maybe 90% of the time, he would say that and I'd be like, yeah, he's right. He's right, they are. But about 10% of the time, he would say something that I felt something stir within me. It triggered me. And here's the thing. Here's the difference between a mature adult and a child. When he triggered me, it made me ask questions about me. It made me try to find and seek the deficiencies within my own self, within my being, within my character, yada, 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 rather than throw shit at Mark Passio. And that guy spits venom harsh when he's in those modes. I was never compelled to throw shit at him or try to in some way be an asshat or a shit stain from behind the anonymity of my keyboard. What I was compelled to do was look at myself, take what he said into consideration, and here's the thing. The reason it triggers you is because it applies. Because there's something within you that you know, even if you don't know it consciously. It applies, and then people get butthurt and triggered. No wonder the guy turned off comments. I fully get it. That's why I've done it. I'm just kind of so tired of comments, because it provides that little crack for the shit stains to, well, throw shit at you. And I've gone through too much hell and too much pain and suffering in this life to learn what I learned, to have figured out what I have figured out, to be willing to be tolerant of that shit at all, at all. It's a shame, because there are some of my subscribers that are clearly tuned in and intelligent people that, you know, from time to time when they comment, it's like, wow, it's nice to know that there are some seriously tuned in fucking people out there. But that's not most people. That's not most of the time. And if you saw my blocked list, it's just, there's so many rancid shit stains on this platform that because they're the psychological, broken-minded, blah, 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 fucking underdeveloped psychological children that they are, will take every opportunity, just like a cluster B would do, a narcissist would do, take an opportunity to throw shit at you, knowing that you can't do anything back to them, yet the things that they do and say from behind their keyboard, they would never, 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 never say or do to your fucking face, because they know there would be profound and harsh consequences. Maybe like picking up your motherfucking teeth with broken fingers, that kind of shit. So since they know that that is very possible, they'll keep their fucking mouth shut. But hey, the internet has been breeding this shit. And here's the thing. What these people do is they feel inferior when a guy like me is telling them the truth. They feel inferior because they see themselves as equal to me, better than me, or whatever the fuck, but they're not. Not yet. Not in their current condition, not in their current state of development and lack of evolution. They're not. But they're ego-driven, emotionally weak, and all that stuff. And this is the shit that you have to deal with to try to actually be a humanitarian in whatever way this applies and wake up and teach your fellow humans. It's just more and more and more of, look at what I've been, and me, in my context, look at what I've been getting back for what it is that I've been putting out. Whether you believe me or not, whether you see it or not, I know that I know that I know that I know. I don't believe. I know that I know that I know that I know. What I'm telling you about what it's going to take to change the tide is 100% true. Humans don't know themselves. And in that condition, the evil upon this earth is taking advantage of every fucking aspect of you that is weak, underdeveloped, and never been worked on. And that is the fact, Jack. Therefore, it is your responsibility to do the work so that these things cannot happen. It is our responsibility as awakened and conscious humans to do what we can to crack open the fucking minds, to shatter the belief systems and the perceptions, the false belief systems and the false perceptions that people have. But there's so many people out there that do not feel like that inside, that are awake. They're not compelled. They see it as too far gone, man. It's too far gone. You're never going to wait. And I get it. I totally get it. But I still try because it's necessary. Because it's necessary. And the really sad thing, the really fucking sad thing, is that there are people who do not have nearly the level of knowledge or understanding, and their message is watery or doesn't contain much in the way of substance, that get far more views. And it's not about views, but it's like the more views these types of subject matters get in videos, the more it reflects how far and how wide it's spreading. And it's not my ego. I don't care about that. It's just a goddamn shame for the rest of the fucking world that this information is not spreading far and wide. I've been trying to tell people, but they don't want to listen. They're too psychologically fragile, too ego-driven, too emotionally immature, and this is what you get. This is what you get when you've had the Jews working on the psychologies and all the aspects of the unforeseen or the unseen aspects of the human directly through their culture, through their societal influence and social engineering, through the school systems, through all these things, through poisoning the minds of their parents who will dutifully inject that poison into the minds of their fucking kids. And meanwhile, this God that people believe is out there, Team Lightside, working, you know, is not doing anything to empower any humans. In fact, you know, the one human that's been saying the most truth about what's going on, relevant to what we must do to change things, that would actually be conducive to an evolutionary leap in consciousness for mankind. You think what people call God would empower me? No, it wouldn't. No, it wouldn't. No. Look at that. I'm just suggesting that there is no light side force out there that people are so indoctrinated to believe exists out there. Because while people are in a state of being dumb and ignorant and underdeveloped and trauma, it's not necessarily their fault because it was all done to them before they were conscious. And this world and parents and just all of this shit is heaping so much upon developing children that it switches a lot of them off. And it makes it even harder to wake up, become conscious, and break out of the traps. It's like the entirety of the deck is stacked against mankind. And based off of what this, well, I guess I should just really just accept the fact that it's all Jewish indoctrination, Jewish, Abrahamic, Saturnian, satanic religions. Most Christians are too fucking unconscious and too stupid to realize that the cross that they worship and the Jesus that they worship has all been given to them by a Jew that worships Satan. Archetypally, Satan and Saturn are the same thing. The black cube is a representation of Saturn. The Jews wear the cube on their fucking head. The Muslims do their dance around the cube. And the ignorant fucking Christians don't recognize, for most part, that their Christian cross, geometrically, when you fold it up, makes the black cube. Unfold the black, or makes the cube, the symbol. Because this world, and the power elite, and all these fucking demons, use symbolism to communicate, to impress upon the subconscious minds of the ignorant humans, because they know that the language of the subconscious mind for humans is also symbolism. Symbolism is big, and the cube, specifically the black cube, is the symbol of Saturn, archetypally as Satan. Those religions given to Gentiles by these fucking rancid demon Jews, they're satanic. And you can never convince the Muslim, the Christian, or even the Jew. Although they probably know, and they're happy to do it. But let's say there are some Jews that just are fucking ignorant to this stuff because they've been too focused on their shekels or whatever they've been focused on, and they don't actually know. Good luck convincing any of them, meaning Christians or Muslims or any Jews that may possibly not be completely on Team Dark Side or have actually a soul that's not a demon, you know, that kind of shit. Good luck convincing any of them. Good luck. convincing humans of that which they are incapable of perceiving for themselves and not ready to see. You can't give someone the eyes to see. You can't, no matter how bad you want to do it. You can't give someone the eyes to see. They have to put in the fucking work in order for that to be possible. They have to have put in the time, the effort, made the sacrifices of personal time, free time, beer time, chasing skirt time, blah, 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 to educate themselves. And it's through that education that you obtain a foundation of knowledge that gives you the eyes to see, that expands your awareness, that broadens and cracks the consciousness. This is how it works, humans. But because I'm not the Jew Jesus, nobody's going to believe me. Because I'm not the Muslim Muhammad, nobody's going to believe me. Because I'm not anything but just an average fucking guy that cusses a lot and tells the dumb fucking animals that they're dumb fucking animals.
I don't like him. He's mean to me. He makes me feel bad and inadequate.
No, you are inadequate. And I just let you know that so that you can feel that and be compelled to fucking do something about it.
But no, stompy dance. I don't want to do anything about it. I'm just going to throw shit.
It's just like, wow. Wow. So, it's looking pretty goddamn hopeless. It's looking like a lost fucking cause. It's looking like your God abandoned you, Christians, and, well, people that believe in your fucking God. I'm just so fucking disgusted at the condition of humans. And I wonder how the fuck it is and why the fuck it is that I wound up in this place. Sure, my two parents got their fuck on as 20-year-old kids, and bang, here I come. But I'm talking about what put my animating essence in this place, mapped out my life for me, probably knew that I would rise to this level of knowledge and awareness and be able to figure it out after it tormented me and all this other shit, put me through the levels of hell and purgatory that I went through and all that stuff, and then wouldn't go the extra mile to quote-unquote empower, as an example, someone like me, to really push this message of wake the fuck up, humans, do the work, know thyself, mind, emotion, psychology, beliefs, spirituality, sexuality, perceptions, human will, you know, all that stuff, self-discipline, self-control. This is all necessary to manage the emotions that we're getting dosed with through the endocrine system that it racked us with, to dose us with chemicals so we feel the visceral feelings of anger and rage or whatever it is that we feel, love and whatever. Huh, the whole fucking deck is stacked against the entirety of the human species, with the exception of the fucking evil force. The evil ones, the evil force, the representators of the evil, oh, they have it real easy here in this plane of existence. And see, what, switching gears, what most of these psychological children don't realize and can't accept, and their ego won't allow them to accept, is I'm just an older soul, so to speak. I've done this multiple, multiple, multiple times. To be at this stage of my, whatever life this is, I'm just a lot further advanced in my journey than these psychological children that are too stupid to recognize truth and wisdom when it's handed to them on a fucking silver platter. It is what it is. Some of us are more advanced than the rest of us. But since the rest of us are too stupid to recognize that, and they say, oh, he doesn't have money, he must not be somebody I should listen to because he doesn't have money. Therefore, what he says is shit. Or he gets emotionally or viscerally charged with righteous rage and righteous indignation that ignorant fucking children don't recognize as such, and then it triggers them into their childlike psychological fucking responses. I see it all too clearly, humans. I see it with a clarity that, oh, it just hurts. It just hurts. Just drops you to a fucking knee. I've given people the answer. I've given people the answers. And they're in my monologues. They're here, right on this channel. And the beast system and the control of the internet will not let my message spread. Not because it's me, the message. If everybody that listens to me could take the body of information and then begin to do it themselves and then push it out there, and it spread and spread and spread and spread through everyone else's efforts and I never got any credit for it, fucking great! As long as it spreads. See, there's one thing I don't want in this life, and that's fucking fame. I do not want to be in the public eye. I do not want to be in the public spotlight. I do not want to be famous. I just don't want any of that shit. It's not part of my journey of this fucking life. It is not part of anything that I've ever sought after or wanted. It's just not. What I want in this life are things that contain much more substance and value. And what I have sought to provide in my monologues for those who have the eyes to see and the ears to hear is information that contains substance and value. And I paid a heavy fucking price to obtain that. And out of the goodness of my fucking heart, share it freely. I don't ask for money for the information that I share. I don't put the best content that I've created behind a paywall. This type of information needs to be shared for free.
I've made sacrifices that most humans would never make, to be in service to humans. And then I've suffered on levels that would break most people, and gone through levels of pain and all this other shit that would break most people. It doesn't make me great. And it's not like there aren't other people out there that have gone through it too, gone through their fair share or their own hells and purgatories. I'm not saying that. I just know the degree in which I've experienced these things would break most fucking people. It almost broke me. And for the last 4.5 years, many of you have seen the points in which I was fucking on edge, like ready to just fucking, you know, you get my point. Hopefully, if you're capable. And through all that, and for all of that, well, I look at what this construct, what this universe has had, this loving God has had to bestow upon me from my fucking efforts and my sacrifices. And when I look at it and say, most humans wouldn't do this. Most humans never would have. Most humans would not. Most humans. Yet I am one of the few. And again, this is not about my ego or my fucking greatness. I am who the fuck I am. I am where I'm at with my willingness to do this, yada, yada, yada. And that makes people jealous. That makes people feel inferior. That makes people feel all kinds of things because they know they don't have a fraction in them that I do. Yet, it could develop. It could grow. But here's the thing, humans. You've got to do the work on yourself to cultivate that shit. But no, I'd rather sit at home and play video games, chronically masturbate, smoke weed. Although I'm not against smoking weed. But to the degree that you smoke it and become a lazy fuck that doesn't want to do anything, and then it's a detriment, even though it's a plant and it was never intended to be a detriment. And strangely enough, with the messages that I've been putting out, I find it interesting that I don't get much at all in the way of inquiries for people to do podcasts, to talk about the Know Thyself stuff, to talk about any of the things that I've been talking about. No. It's just like, wow, okay. I mean, okay, fine. It is what it is. But it's a reflection of the condition of most people. I don't know what it is about me, because Mark Passio spits all kinds of venom and criticizes the fuck out of people and tells them they're dumb and all this shit. Yet this guy gets all kinds of interviews. And hey, great for him. Motherfucker's put in a lot of work. He's put out a lot of information. I get it. But if the corpus, the magnum opus of what he's been putting out is his natural law thing, okay, but it's interesting to me how it completely negates, for the most part, pointing at the true source of the problem, and that's humans being in the condition that they're in, needing to learn about mind, emotion, psychology, spirituality, sexuality, beliefs, perceptions, human will, etc., 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 and focusing on those goddamn things so intensely that nothing else fucking matters until you develop yourself into a strong, conscious being. Then natural law fucking matters. That's the next level. That's the next level. But interestingly enough, the guy's saying that the reason the universe is heaping all of this upon us mere mortals is because we're also fucking immoral. So that's where it starts to just make my brain hurt and make my fucking soul scream, because he is so profoundly off the fucking mark. But he gets all the fucking, like, wow, okay. Again, when I consider what the universe has had to give me back, so to speak, for what it is that I've gone through and put out, for what I've sacrificed to learn what it is that I've learned, whoa. These are the things that drive my mind to asking questions about what's really going on here, about what this supposed God really is. Because when I walked into the Amazon, when I did everything that I initially did that started this motherfucking process for me, I believed in the God in the sky. Lie. I believed all that. Or I wouldn't have done what I did, because I thought I was being called by the great spirit in the sky to walk a different path, to be in service to others. Yeah, what a fucking moron I was. I mean, just a dumb, fucking, gullible, fucking stupid, fucking herd animal I must have been. I obviously was, in order to walk away from career, sell all my shit, and just all the shit that I did. Spend all my money going back and forth to the fucking Amazon. Blah, 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 blah. What a fucking dumbass. To obtain all this knowledge and information, to see all this stuff, and then have it fall so largely upon deaf ears? Oh, yeah! Talk about satisfying! Talk about being worth it! Just so fulfilling! So fulfilling! Nothing is what we've been told, humans. Nothing. And unless or until humans extricate the indoctrination and brainwashing that out of their mind, that has confined their mind to a tightly confining box, unless or until they do that work and then all the rest of the work, it's just going to continue to go the way these assholes have been driving the world. Things are not going to get better. They're going to progressively get worse. Humans are going to become more and more desensitized to it. This craziness that the world has seen is just going to become a norm that everybody accepts as that's just the way it is. What can I do about it? Oh, there's nothing I can do about it, so I just won't fucking care. I'm just going to keep my head down and run on the fucking hamster wheel. And I'm just like, oh my fucking God, man. Oh, fuck, I woke up in somebody else's nightmare, I tell you. And then the real fucking just nauseating, sinking fucking thing in my being is when I thought when I think back to myself, that I asked the quote-unquote Godhead to show me love because of all the reasons that I've talked about, not getting it, narcissistic parents, narcissistic women, and actually never being on the receiving end of someone in this life that actually truly loved and valued me, was loyal and all that other stuff, and saw the being that I actually am. So I'm like, okay, here I am doing this shit for you. Show me what I need to see. Teach me what I need to know. Let me get my ego out of the way. I'll leave it up to you. And then, you know, I was just like, you know, it'd be nice if you could show me love. And I got what I got. And I'm just like, what a construct to live in. To be getting such a overflowing pile of shit sandwiches. Because I asked the good Lord above to show me love. What a sick, twisted motherfucking reality this shit is. And after everything that I've gone through in the last 4.5 years, having come out of it, I'm pretty much out of it, you know, working now, trying to, you know, get myself financially, you know, stood up again, if you will. It's a slow process. I just start to realize it's like, yeah, I think I'm over it. I think I'm over it. I'm fucking over it. Because in this world, there's so much fucking deception and women are such hammered shit in the way they fucking operate. And the lack of consciousness and all this other shit. It's just like, there's only a handful of women upon this earth that are at my fucking level, slightly below, slightly above, whatever, that could fucking get me, understand me, keep up with me, so to speak. You are going to speak. And one even better, challenge me, like truly, not just being a fucking ego-driven bitch, like truly have the capacity to challenge me the way I would challenge, but not in a, like, antagonistic way. There's just too few people out there, and I'll bet you the ones that are out there, I'm guessing, I could be wrong, they're either so sick of this world that they're not interested either, or somebody, some quality man, actually has that woman, and yeah, that. So I just said, fuck it, I've given up on that, and I'm just doing what I can to try and rebuild my fucking life in a world where we can be manipulated and our life can be fucked with, and all the work that we put forth just shit right on and destroyed by demons and assholes. Man, when I say demons, I mean Jews and these other motherfuckers that'll do it from behind a keyboard and never show their face to you, yet they're so willing to go after you and destroy what you've worked for, yet never have to stand in front of you and suffer the consequences of the wrath that would be due to them and the beheading that they're worthy of. It really is a shit show here. And the entirety of the fucking deck is stacked against the entirety of the human species. If you can take the concept of race out of it and just look at us all as humans, even though we're all different, different cultures, Chinese are different than Africans that are different than Europeans that are different than Indians. I get it. We're all different. We have varying capacities and varying capabilities and yada, yada, yada. We're all at various stages of evolution and development. But just look at us all as humans for a second. Look at the condition of us all. And for all of us white folks that want to, you know, espouse how much greater we are. Okay. Okay. Yes. We've built a lot of civilizations and music and art and all that stuff, but that's not doing us any good now, is it? In the condition and position that we're in. White men, it's not doing us any good, all this stuff. It's not doing us any good until we can adopt the philosophies and the courage and the intestinal fortitude and the balls of our forefathers and create for ourselves that which they created for themselves when they walked this fucking earth. When you try to live off of the backs of your ancestors, it's like a limp dick. It has no substance unless you're willing to step into those fucking shoes, wear them, fight in them, live in them. Too much truth for you, white boys? Too much truth for you? It is what it is. You can sit there and rah, rah, rah. White race, Aryans, this, that, Anglo-Saxons, yada, yada. I get it. I fucking get it. And there's nothing wrong with having pride in your race and unity and all that other stuff. But when it's all fucking hot air and there's no substance to back it up, no action to back it up, just a bunch of fucking hot air, a bunch of ego-driven motherfuckers trying to stand on the backs of the giants, so to speak, that our ancestors once fucking were. And you motherfuckers know I'm telling you the truth right now. White people, and I'm not poo-pooing my own race, I'm just, let's keep it real here, humans. We want to tell ourselves how much greater than everybody else we are because of all the things that we've fucking done. But look at the condition of us now. That's my point. We all got these, I'm just generally speaking, these inflated egos of how wonderful our ancestors were, the white race is, and all the things that we've done. Yep. And that's all true. But what the fuck happened to us? Well, obviously, the Jew. But if all of these white people have all of this knowledge and understanding about all this stuff that they're like, rah, 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 look at us white people, civilizations and music and art and blah, 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 I get it. Something. But that's not us. That was them. Cannot be avoided. And they're probably quite disappointed in their tragedy. Tragedy, whatever that word is. I fear. Because look at the condition of us now, white men. White women. Look at the fucking condition of us now. And all that is my rally call to wake the fuck up and take action.
What is the meaning of this?
Or perish horribly. In an embarrassing fucking way. You asked to see Aryans. Remember who in the fuck you are. Remember from where you fucking come. Remember the blood that is in your fucking veins.
You're not going anywhere.
And do something with it!
I am not up to anything. I apologize if I have offended you in any way.
We will see about this.
I'm not sure what happened. A monk from the Sijic Order. Here after all these years, and then he just leaves.
I'm not sure what just happened, but I assure you, I will get to the bottom of it. I have many important things.
The change you needed. If you're working on any experiments, please clean up after yourself.